This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Just 22 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. We'll get to the Thursday night special coming up. Man, we are on life support. I'm just going to start asking hooligans. I'm going to start asking listeners to pick for me. Brian, can you pick for me tonight? Brian Howell of Buff Zone, one of our Buffs insiders. What do the Patriots win? Do they cover? What do you think, man? I need a lifeline.
Yeah, let's go Patriots tonight.
All right. This is all on you. If I lose, this is all on you now, and your reputation will be tarnished forever, Brian. So
okay, I have nothing scientific or statistical to back it up. Go Patriots.
All right, my friend, I'm going with you on it. We'll see. I got to think about it. The point spread always gets me. Brian, how are Buffs fans doing with? I mean, Mel Tucker. We haven't talked a lot about it lately, but he has obviously found so much success with Michigan State. Who knows how far they can go? And now they're looking at a 10-year, $95 million contract. Oh, my. I mean, there was a time last year where we were kind of like, you know what? The Carl Durrell-Mel Tucker swap is working out. Carl Durrell's going to be Pac-12 Coach of the Year. How are Buffs fans doing?
Well, in that regard, I think for the most part, it's kind of, they've moved on at this point and realized that no matter what, CU wasn't going to be able to afford to keep that guy. And, you know, this is just further proof. I mean, that contract is insane.
It's nuts.
Get that. The guy has coached not even two full seasons of football yet, and he's got, you know, one of the highest contracts in all of sports for a coach. So, you know, it's insane. And, you know, I think Buff fans are, you know, I think at this point kind of numb, you know, about what's going on with everything, and then you see what Mel Tucker's doing. It's like, geez, come on, give us a break.
I know. I mean, I every time I hear Mel Tucker's name, Brian, I mean, I don't go to the football coach. I know he's a phenomenal football coach and a phenomenal leader, but my brain, and every time, goes to his tweet, him tweeting out that he's not going anywhere, that he's a Buff, and then bam, he's gone like a couple hours later. I can't escape it, no matter how good this guy does. That's the first thing that I'll think of forever when it comes to Mel Tucker.
Yeah, no question. And I'm not surprised he's doing well there. I mean, I think he's a good football coach. He's a really good salesman. He does the media game pretty well. I mean, that's one thing. Offense, defense, special teams, and media. Those were his four focuses. He knew how big of a priority of media was, and you see it when he's on the college football playoff shows, things like that. He comes across very well. We had a good relationship with him. He knows that part of the game, and so he'll sell the program.
Yeah, I mean, what he was doing in just a short time with the Buffs. I mean, people were pumped, they were excited, and then just kind of brokenhearted. But as for the current situation with this Colorado Buffaloes team, we kind of saw some positives a few weeks back, and then you see, you know, what this team was doing against UCLA in the first half. You're thinking, okay, this team's maybe turning it around, and then the second half, just an absolute collapse.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, the way the first half went and the second half, the only thing I could think of was that 2018 game against Oregon State, you know, when they totally collapsed there. That was the last time that I probably remember something that was so drastically different one half to the next. But, it was ugly. I mean, the Buffs were looking really good at halftime, and all of a sudden they looked horrible in the second half. And injuries, I think, caught up to them a little bit. UCLA made some adjustments, and the Buffs didn't. And that led to 37 straight points by UCLA.
So frustrating, too. Brian, when you see a half like that, it does kind of wash away some of the good vibes we were building with this Buffs team. But I know it's tough to see right now. They got Washington coming up this weekend. But I still feel like we're in a better spot with this Buffs team than we were, you know, after that Cal game or even the USC game. I feel like we're in a little bit better spot, at least looking at this team going ahead in the future.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that it's hard to view this right now because of the way that second half looked. But 9 of the last 11 quarters have looked pretty good offensively. You know, when you go back to the second quarter against Oregon, I mean, they fell behind 21-0 early. But from that point on, the offense looked pretty good. I mean, 29 points in the last three quarters. They beat Oregon State the next week. And then the first two quarters last week, 20 points, which was their highest point, the offense's highest total for a half since the UNC game in the opener, and they probably left some points on the board. So about nine straight quarters, they played really good football, didn't the last two, but when I look at those nine, I'm like, okay, they can get this back. They can play good football the last couple games here.
Yeah, well, see if they can build on any of that and give fans kind of something to be optimistic about going forward. How about on the basketball side of things? We were talking to our Rams insider, Kevin Lytle, earlier about, hey, how cool would that be if in this Paradise Jam we can find a way to still get CSU and CU? I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, it would be. And, you know, if you look at the bracket, I don't remember exactly if everybody has, but they're set up that way that it should be. If both teams take care of business, it should be a CU-CSU final out there, which, you know, it's kind of crazy. They'd have to go all the way out to the Virgin Islands just to play each other. But that would be a good thing, I think, for both programs, because we think this CU team is pretty good. We think this CSU program is pretty good right now. It'd be great to see the two of them play each other.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's crazy they're not playing each other. I mean, it just blows my mind that they're not on the schedule, because I just think that's so much fun. But, man, this is great for the state when these two teams are good and they can play each other. It's always, it's on the basketball side specifically, it's such a big deal.
It really is, and I think probably more so than football. I think people want this matchup on basketball, you know, and I think this would sell out either arena if they could play each other with these two teams as good as they are. So it's a shame it's not happening in Colorado, but let's just hope it happens down the Virgin Islands, because I think it'd be great to see how these two teams match up with each other.
Yeah, well, and the Buffs, I mean, they're 3-0, and I, you know, just looking at the, it's a young team, but man, they're just so talented. And again, I always just, I just step back in awe looking at Tad Boyle. How does he continue to do it?
Yeah, I mean, he's doing a great job. I mean, he had a top 10 recruiting class this past year, and those freshmen are playing well. The veterans are playing well. I mean, they've got a program going here. And, you know, we've talked about it that, you know, I think nationally a lot of people looked and said, well, they lose McKinley Wright, the Buffs are going to drop down a couple notches. Well, not necessarily. I mean, they've got good young talent. They've got a better program going now than I think at any point under Tad. I think they've had a good program the whole time. It's just, I think it's getting better to where they can replenish and, you know, replace guys with better talent.
Yeah, we'll see what they can do tomorrow to start this this Paradise Jam off on the right foot. Brian, always appreciate your insight, man, and we'll see. This Buffs team, I think, is going to be really good. We might have a few March Madness teams in this state this year. So when I asked that question, could this state become more of a basketball state, man, that's one way to get the job done, is you start sending teams to the big dance.
Well, and this year for sure. You know, I mean, the Buffs are out of it. The Rams aren't playing well in football. You know, so yeah, this year for sure, a basketball state. Let's pin our hopes on those teams getting to March Madness so that we have something to root for.
Yeah, no question about it, man. Could be a lot of fun come that time. Brian, appreciate you. What are you working on? We can check out at Buff Zone.
Yeah, for the Buffs, obviously, you know, and the season's wrapping up, and this Saturday is Senior Day, so I got some Senior Day stuff coming up, and you know, previewing the game, obviously, but focusing on the seniors.
All right, man. Always appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Brian Howell of Buff Zone. And, yeah, I'm curious how Buffs fans feel. I just tweeted it out. Some of you say you don't care. Brian says it's like a forgotten thing that people don't really care about anymore. You're a Pac-12 guy. Do you think Buffs fans are still a little bitter about Mel Tucker?
I'm still a little bit bitter about Mel Tucker.
Because he left your conference?
Yeah. And also, I value loyalty, and I don't like liars.
I don't blame him for leaving for a better job. I the thing that bothered me was the way he did it. It was like he was leaving CU on the hook to negotiate for a better contract with Michigan State, and a hell of a businessman to get the job done. But I didn't like the whole he tweeted out, I'm not going anywhere. I wish I could find that tweet. But it was basically like, oh, no, I'm a Buff. Let's keep rolling. Let's get this thing going. And then, like, the next morning, he...
Here's my middle finger.
Yeah. I mean, he was gone. And it was so frustrating to see that side of it. And then, you know, you got Carl Durrell. And then he won the Pac-12 Coach of the Year last year. And you think, okay, we're all right. But, I mean, look at this deal. They're Michigan State set to offer 10-year, $95 million contract to Mel Tucker.
I hope they pay him all that, and then it turns out he's awful.
You could feel it when he was with the Buffs that he was good. That's the tough part about it. I mean, we interviewed him several times on the show. He seemed like it. Like that guy can coach. He can lead. He can recruit. I mean, whatever he's selling, people are buying it. And he was great to talk to on this show. Here's what he said about Michigan State. I made it clear in my initial press conference that I thought Michigan State was a destination job and not a stepping stone. It was never my intention to come here and just pass through. I believe that we're building something special here. I have tremendous support here to do that, and we're on the right track. Well, he did play for Michigan State in 2008, something like that, right? So, I mean, that one I tend to believe a little bit because of his history with Michigan State. Crazy. It's absolutely nuts. We're going to take a short break. We got the Thursday night special coming up. You're not going to want to miss that. What am I picking? What am I doing? I'm on life support. I got to figure something out. All right, 33 minutes after the hour. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.